but never even heard the man speak before. So then I ran across the autobiography of Malcolm X, and the rest is history. I came in the Nation of Islam. Are y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
So we're not here to condemn our brother. We're here to show you how the government destroyed our brother in an attempt to destroy the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Now, in this world, black people are on the bottom. Everywhere you go, black people are on the bottom. Some of you think, well, I'm going to be a communist. Because in capitalism, black folks are on the bottom. We see that because we live in a capitalist country. You go to the communist country. You go to Cuba. The black man is on the bottom. You go to Russia. The black man is on the bottom. You go to China. The black Chinese. You didn't even know it was black Chinese, did you? The black Chinese in China are on the bottom. You go to the socialist countries. The black man is on the bottom. You go to Libya. Guess what? Now, you ain't going to get treated the same way you get treated. Here, you get treated better. But still, the black man is on the bottom. You go to a Christian country, like America is, or anyone that you can name. And where are black people in Christianity? Are we on the top of Christianity?
No,
are we on the bottom of Christianity? We're on the bottom of Christianity. Is that right? We pray the loudest, sing the loudest, give the most. But where are we in Christianity? We're on the bottom. Is that right? You go to Judaism, and where's the black man and woman? On the bottom, is that right? Well, you may say, well, that's because religion is not the answer, brother. Politics is the answer. In politics, where is the black man and woman? On the bottom, is that right? Did y'all see Fahrenheit 9/11? In Fahrenheit 9/11, the black politicians were begging Gore and the other white politicians for one signature of a senator so Gore could become president, right?
Yes, sir.
And all the whites did what? Including Gore, the man they were fighting for. They all stood together, right? And Gore was telling them, do you have a senator signature? You don't? Sit down and shut up.
That's right.
And they were fighting for him. But what does that tell you? Black man is on the bottom in politics, right? You may say, well, see, that's why you got to be able to spit them flames, them raps, you know, and get your groove on, because then you can make money in entertainment, right? And see, in entertainment, that's where the black man is on the top. Is he really? Is the black man on the top in entertainment? When Michael Jordan was playing his last season for the Wizards, right? When it was time, when he said he was going to retire, the owner of the Wizards called Michael Jordan and fired him. Is that right? This man was wiping the sweat off of his head as he ended that last game, got the call, bam, you're fired. So who's on the top? The black man? Or white people? Jerry Reinsdorf is the owner of the Bulls, right? He's on top. Is that right? Who's on the top of what we call hip hop or rap? Is it the black rappers? Or is it the white people who own the corporations that the black rappers are signed to? Who's on top? Who is Jimmy Iovine? Who is Liar Cohen? Are they black? No, they white and they run hip hop. Is that right? Now, so you have, now, well, let's go. You may say, well, see, that's why I'm on the corner flipping them birds, you know, because that's how you get that dust, you know. Next thing you know, you on top of the drug game in Chicago, right? But now, we're the ones filling the jail, but who's bringing the stuff in? It's not us. Who's at the top of the drug game? Who's opening up casinos so they can launder big drug money? While you on the corner shooting crap, can't even go buy a car because the FBI opened up an investigation on you. Right? So you may be sitting on some money but can't spend it. If you're wise, you can't spend it. So now, the thing that raised Malcolm X from being a pimp, he wasn't a pimp like we say. Are y'all following me? See, we think a pimp is a man that has more than one girlfriend. That ain't no pimp. That's a womanizer. Neither one of them are good. A pimp is a man who owns women. These women belong to this man. And he sends them out to have sex with other men. And they bring the money back to the pimp and they get nothing. Are you following what I'm saying? And if he don't get the money, then he may put a little something on them, you know? Y'all understand? That's a real pimp. Not a man that has two girlfriends and he tells him, man, I'm a pimp, man. That's not a pimp. Malcolm X was a real pimp. He was a man who had no respect for black women.